Zombalina. My name's Zombalina, and I love to dance. I sway and sashay in a weird zombie trance. I moonwalk with mummies and boogie with bats. I wiggle with werewolves and rock out with rats. I spin like a specter and glide like a ghost. I love to dance for my family the most. We live on the corner of Twisted Tree Lane in a creaky old house with a bat weather vane. My mom can be nitpicky, dud blows a fuse. My brother does not close his mouth when he chews. And me, I amaze them with zombie ballet, though sometimes I get a bit carried away. We all hang together in good times and bad. I'm glad they're my brother, my mom, and my dud. One morning my mother said, "Dear Zombalina, it's time you turned into a real ballerina. I thought she'd do magic. I thought I'd hear poof. But no, we took off from the top of our roof. We shopped for ballet slippers, tutus, and tights. I started a dance class on Saturday nights. Madame Molodroit said she looks a bit green, but my, what extension, the best that I've seen. My class didn't like me. They cringed at the bar. They said I was taking my talents too far, but soon I was learning techniques of ballet. I practiced at home in my attic each day. My demi-plies made the spider webs tatter. My wicked chassés made the skeletons chatter. The attic floors creaked and the mockingbirds shrieked as my grand pirouette caused the mirrors to shatter. I practiced my arabesque night after night. The werewolves and poltergeist howled with delight. And then the day came, my recital was here. The red curtains parted, I shivered with fear. The music began and I pointed my toes. Oh. The crowd was so quiet, they stared and I froze. I started to twitch, I went into a trance. My class began twirling, but I couldn't dance. Not when nothing was growling or clanking or clunking or rattling or howling. I quivered and shivered right down to my bones. I held out my arms and I made a few moans. "A zombie!" the crowd cried with horrified screams. This wasn't the ballet debut of my dreams. They all fled the theater. My classmates left too. I stood there alone, wondering what I should do. Until I could hear a familiar yoo-hoo. And there was my family. They finally appeared. And they shrieked and they howled and they snarled and cheered. The seats in the theater filled up once again. A packed house of spooks. So I breathed and began. "Hooray!" called my brother. "Encore!" cried my dud. "You're the best ballerina this world's ever had." My mum said, "Bewitching, so lively and airy. We're getting the chills. You're good and it's scary." Madame Maldroit cried, "Bravo, magnifique, my very best student, dreadfully unique. They threw me black roses and clapped for me, wow." And I was so proud that I took a big bow. We flew home together to Twisted Tree Lane, to our creaky old house with a bat weather vane. My family surprised me with monster balloons. We ate spider sundaes with skeleton spoons. They said my performance was haunting tonight. My family makes everything turn out all right. And sure, you sure came alive on the stage, my mom said. But I was dead tired. Yawn. So I danced off to bed. Good night.